and revolving door at 6:30.
Approve minutes of November 26th.
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
The only thing is to add to sign the audit contract for the audit for 2024 that came in after the agenda was typed up.
Okay.
And I just wanted to hand in the our $400,000 thing is over.
Good.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'll just bring that. Okay.
The pumps are working.
What do these people do for a living?
This guy needs a new job.
Who got the rolls?
Somebody from India.
Your gas is at $2.89 a gallon.
I'll just pot them up there for gasping.
Okay.
I don't know if that's been said for a while. Yeah, that had been told. I don't know if that's changed. But it was because you can stop there 24 hours a day.
Now they're selling tobacco and beer.
They didn't before? I don't.
I just didn't before. I just
thought about the store.
Something red and something blue.
Calendars and quills.
No, I already did that, didn't I? I already signed that one. I signed that one.
Calendars and ink.
Oh, ink. That's something red, something blue. That's why. There you go. I forgot red, about the ink. Blue.
People are on here, Mr. Button. Huh? We got any?
Oh, we're stopped right up.
We got extra ones here.
Yeah.
So what does Champlin do? I see their car. I think it's a car driving around.
They do. They're a rep for some pump and grinder and different equipment manufacturer. They're an authorized rep for a few different manufacturers, okay. But they also do. Pump stations, they'll maintain pump stations by contract. They do some contract operations. They do all kinds of stuff, a lot of control stuff, setting up the controls for filters, water filtration systems and stuff like that. Huh. We've had them do, they helped us with our transducer at the water tank.
Yep.
A couple of years ago. And right now we're working with them. That's who we're getting the equipment for the
pump station. Yeah. That's what I figured too.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Okay. They clean the
lift station,
yeah.
Okay?
Well, they clean the lift station, but they monthly clean the. There's a bar rack that they made us put in at the top.
Okay. Okay, so they do that monthly. Okay.
So they just come in monthly and clean.
So each time, it's okay.
But then there's some, we had them do some pumping on the our each machine part project.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
My friend Gaston
there. He had a school meeting he couldn't get out of in Newport.
No excuse.
He forgot it.
So the number in
it's the same.
It's the same, whatever
yes.
that was.
93.
Because I noticed that. It's on there.
Not there. It's second to last page. Somewhere.
There?
Yep.
That,
no,
I know.
Right. I know. It's like that's the most important thing, and it's buried. Yeah.
That's that thing from the sewer.
Yeah, I got a quote there. It's sort of a David Laws piece here.
Mm-hmm.
It's $1,000 less than that.
It was which one, right?
No. The one on the other side of Mountain there.
Yeah. Really?
So who was Champlain Associates?
Between 75 and 85.
Gervais and Bernard.
Yeah, Bernard and Gervais. Between 75 and 85.
Oh, right, yep.
Are you going to do it?
No, I think what happened will do just the right away. And then that's a gamble for the bill.
I can't find their last night.
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And then the slop and the rain and all that
they
stuff.
They won't just stay where I
Yeah, right.
You and I'm going, now this is when things go absolutely south. You got to be out there in this god-awful whatever it was.
Yeah.
Steve, you're up.
All right. You're comfortable.
Yeah, we got comfortable chairs.
Yeah. So, staffing. So we hired Jason Willis, and he started on I can't remember what date it was, but he started the week after the board meeting, that following Monday. And so he was working 2 days, now he's working 2 days. And he was starting next weekend, he'll start doing some weekends too. And in the meantime, I have Marcel Mayhew, because he's still fully certified now. So he's all trained, he's doing some weekends now too. So we're probably... as far as having enough coverage if something were to happen to me or whatever, I think we're in pretty good shape right now.
Well, did you get to do any deer hunting?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Important thing.
Yeah, yeah. The last two weekends of deer season I had.
Nice.
I was very happy. Earlier in bow season.
Excellent.
Yeah, so good. So I think it's actually having Marcel in the position he's in, because we talked about this years ago, I remember, just having somebody like that could, and I remember the only price we got, it was like $800 a day, so,
right.
You know, and we got Marcel with 30 plus years experience, mm-hmm. and he's still a little timid about a few things, but he knows enough where if he had to get in there. But he knows how to keep us in compliance anyway. We're on duty there.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue just having him do some weekends so he stays on, you know, so he doesn't forget any of the routines or anything. And I think it's, a, like I said, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Well, I've been delinquent. I haven't been here in a meeting or two. And so what's the background on this Jason?
Jason Willis, yeah. Jason, 18 years as an EMT. He's also, he's the fire chief for Newport Center. He lives right here in North Troy.
North Troy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He grew up right here. I think he lives in the house.
Lives in the house he grew up in, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Yep, and he's got his provisional, we're signing up for classes and stuff right now. And his goal is to take an exam in 6 months, you know, within the first 6 months, and just, if nothing else, to see what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, he's actually looking to pursue it as a career.
Okay.
So, so far, we haven't scared him away. Every day has been something different, too. You know?
Well, yeah, that's good.
It's good, yeah.
I wanted to see it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's exactly how. So, we're doing good. And hopefully, it just keeps getting doing that way. The second thing is our EQ tank project that we've been working on. Mountain Air has done their end. All the actual mechanical stuff, all the piping and the valving, the pump is installed. We have the mixer installed in the tank. We're ready Greg from D&D was there today. We looked over what came for controls with the pump. And we're going to add a VFD to it because we're going to get it dialed in and kind of have it so we'll have almost like a winter setting and a summer setting. Because the idea is the pump may run almost all the time, but when the flow comes from the J Peak, especially in wintertime, you get the bulk of the flow comes in a 4 hour period from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. basically. Mm-hmm. So we're going to equalize that flow across the treatment basins with that. So when we get the big flow, the pump will be running, and the tank that it's going into might get a little higher, but overnight as the flow goes down coming in, you know, it should catch back up. That's what we'll have to play a little trial and error to get the pump rate set right. But once we have it, it should work really well. So the treatment end of it. The basin that's filling at the time when we get the big flows won't keep getting hammered, you know. So it should really make a big difference on the treatment. So I'm happy to get that going. We're on Greg's list. He knows there's just one or two things he has to get in for, I think, the drive, and I think he said he had a couple more flows. But we talked about it today. He's going to throw in we're going to include a float in there that will, if the tank gets up too high, it'll actually trigger an alarm, but it'll automatically crank it right up so it's running at 100%, so the pump will get it out of the tank a little faster, which will be nice. Because if we get paged, we'd go up and that's what we'd do, is just turn the pump on. So it's going to do it all on its own. So, but he's as soon as he has the stuff, he should come down and I'll get it all ordered up. I'll get that pump going, and then once that happens, just open one valve, close the other valve, have the pump going, and
we'll be right on time for
it'd be for the big flows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the goal was to have it done before Christmas. We're not going to quite make that, but it's coming close. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that. That should really make a huge difference. But hopefully by next month, I'll be able to give you an idea of how it's working. The only other thing I had on my list was budget for next year. Kind of almost forgot all about it, and then Terry got me what I needed to start doing it, and I just haven't had time to finish it, and I didn't want to hurry around today. We had something else we were dealing with, so I didn't want to hurry around and just bring a half-ass, you know, draft here tonight, so by next month I'll have a draft for budget and keep going looking over, and if anybody has anything that they can think of to be on, then at least that I'm not thinking on, you know, just let me know. Otherwise, that's it. That's all I got on my list.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
I have nothing more than the audit.
Okay. So we'll do, this is the quote for the audit. It's same as last year, $9,300.
What? That seems kind of high.
It's a,
now, do we have anybody else that, in the area that we can get bids from, or?
I don't know what the town one is at right now, because it's finishing some too.
Well, what was the school? this isn't a very big department, for goodness sakes. It's certainly no bigger than the school.
Well, this is way smaller than that. What's he charging you? He's charging the town.
The town, 93.
And the sewer, 93?
Yep.
Sewer is definitely smaller, but for sure.
Well, of course, I don't know what that is compared to anything else, but it just seems, wow.
Can't tell you what Payson Holly is, because I don't know.
Is this a complete audit, or do they...
Review.
Mm-hmm.
It's a review.
This is just a review, and it's $9,300.
Yeah.
Wow. Mama told me. Learn your math.
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly not going to do it. So. Your thoughts?
Should we see if there's another firm that's cheaper at some point? I mean, to go forward and look to see someone else? I don't know.
It's entirely up to the board. I mean, from the town standpoint, he's very good. I like him. It works, and it would be more of a job to have two different people wanting two different things, two different ways, to be honest with you. I mean, we've never discussed getting somebody else. I don't know if you want to look into it, but...
For the town?
For the town.
No, because we took us a while to get these guys.
That's right, and you can't always get. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Can it be done? It may be able to be done. I mean, if you wanted to... wanted to have it looked into, but
I'm not sure because you guys are intertwined now with, it's not, if you run it through your general fund, through
it's its own general ledger number, it's just like it had before.
Okay.
It just runs it through the regular checkbook, but it's the bookkeeping end of it the same as you had, it's just the checkbook account number is different.
I mean, it has to be done.
I was going to say,
it's got to be done.
You can't wait till last, because maybe we wouldn't find somebody.
No, and it really helps a lot if it's the same people doing both of them.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. They know the workings of it.
I'm just surprised they don't see that's to their benefit also, and that they could cut some costs. If there was some competition involved, then they'd all of a sudden be able to cut off a couple grand, But that's fine. Yeah.
So we just need a motion to sign this contract for $9,300.
All right, so
Sullivan Powers and Company.
I'll make a motion to contract with Sullivan Powers and Company for auditing the sewer department for 2024?
Mm-hmm.
For 2024. For 90, was it $9,300?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for $9,300.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we got to sign
both copies.
Both copies.
One goes to him.
So is that just Robert to sign?
No, everybody gets to sign it.
Three lines.
Yeah.
trucks going down the highway. So this, this only took 2.5 years.
And some threats.
Yeah, you're going to jail, and it took a lot of patience for our friends at Community National Bank to work through this with us. I kept a copy, and here's a copy for you, Terry. Now this. There was a wire transfer that happened that I had to sign electronically.
Yep.
And there was one that Gary Endicott signed, apparently. And so, because both signatures had to be on the release for the $400,000, and so that wire transfer, so that all went back to Michael Goldberg. So so the JP $400,000 went back to Michael Goldberg. And the new $400,000 is in a trust account there at the bank. Well, not trust account, but an account, and it's there for us if we need it. So, okay. Got it done.
Wow.
And then this was amendment number 5. I sent this back to Fletcher, so I just wanted to get reimbursed for the postage.
Yep.
And I think, so here's one, so this can go around if you want, just take a look at that. Anyway, that was the wire transfer. And then we all have signed off on the, I kept a copy of this. This is the Stitzel, Page, and Fletcher thing. These were the two partial releases for the condominium. So they're able to sell the condominiums now, which was what we used as leverage to get this doggone thing done. And I honestly, I don't think it would have got done without the leverage. It was like pulling teeth. It was just like pulling teeth. I don't know what's going on up there.
They're making their payments on time, right?
Jay? Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's any problem with that.
In fact, they're even calling us 2 minutes after the first of the quarter saying, do you have it ready for us? No, I don't. You know, like, not until I bill everybody. I'm not just going to bill them. They're few accounts, you know. Not until we get our water meters read in Troy and everything goes out at the same time. So, but yeah, they're very eager to get their bills. Which is good, I guess.
Yeah, and it wasn't. It isn't the
right.
It isn't the local J Peak that was the problem. It was Utah, and trying to communicate with the people out there that was the problem.
This for Terry? This for Terry?
I gave one copy to Terry, and then I was going to keep one.
Yes.
There you go. I'll give this to Lynette. In case we have a file somewhere in J for his stuff. But that's it.
Any other business?
Look at that. He was right along.
So moves on.
Next meeting is January 28th.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?